Yeah, I'm Martin Abshire. I'm the sergeant here at the Highway Patrol in Redway. I'm the supervisor of the office. After having been at the scene and discussed this with Caltrans officials, it appears as if a large slide has come down from the east side of 101 onto the highway, and that's between Dean Creek, the north end of Redway, and the Phillipsville exit there to the Avenue of the Giants, right in between. And it has destroyed the road surface and the road bed. The foundation for all four lanes of the highway has been destroyed. It's not a matter of material simply on the highway that needs to be removed. Once the material is removed from the highway is going to have to be rebuilt. Today, and of course this changes, can change moment by moment, our expectation is 2 weeks before we will have 101 open, and it could take much longer than that.
When you say 2 weeks, do you mean 2 weeks until there's any traffic through that section or until it's all lanes restored?
I don't think 2 weeks is a good assessment for all lanes being completely restored. I think 2 weeks is a fair estimate of when we can have traffic going through the area again. But I don't think this situation will be completely resolved and the highway rebuilt in 2 weeks. I think it's going to take longer than that. We have discussions ongoing with Caltrans as we speak. We have Caltrans has engineers, geologists up on top of the slide looking at it. We've had an airplane overhead looking down, had engineers in the airplane looking down on it, trying to make a decision on how much work it's going to take, how long it may take, and what's involved in removing the materials, then removing the potential for additional slides, and then restoring the roadway. I think 2 weeks is very optimistic. I think it's going to take much longer than that.
Okay. And are there detours or alternate routes that the CHP is recommending?
The only routes Caltrans and the Highway Patrol are recommending to go north of Redway and south of Sylvandale, you ready for this, is 20 to Highway 5 to 299.
Okay.
The reason that we use those routes is that they're well-traveled, they're well-maintained. Currently, there aren't any significant closures or events going on those highways. Local roads such as Bryceland Road, for example, in Whitmore Grove has been closed due to a slide. That is an ongoing fluid event. There is no real reliability in that highway at the moment. There are other side roads such as Alder Point, Highway 36, and even Dyerville Loop Road for that matter. And we both know, and I hope your listeners also know, that during winter storms and following winter storms, there are slides, washouts, accumulation of snow, not reliable routes. The last thing we want to do is have an 80,000-pound big rig being advised to take one of these alternate routes and then get to a point where he's stuck and have dozens or even possibly hundreds of vehicles stuck behind him. What kind of a quagmire that would be, not only to the local residents but to the people involved, the damage it could cause to the roads. If we had a lot of traffic on the other side of Bryceland Road at Whitmore Grove and it slid again, then we just have vehicles that are stuck. And with the public safety in mind, not necessarily the convenience, I'm sorry to your listeners, we're not necessarily interested in convenience at this moment. We're looking at safety. The safest route from south of here to north of here is to cross over the highly traveled, well-maintained 25 and 299 routes.